Coast 93.1. Good morning. It's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. So how did you set your own car alarm off at 4 in the morning?
I can't even explain to you how shaky and like scary it was.
I'm driving in and I get a text from Kelly and it says, my car alarm has been going off. I'm shaking. And I was like, oh my God, like someone's breaking into her car. Like, how's she going to go? I mean, you live in Windham. It's not like you live in the middle of nowhere, but it's still not like you live in Portland, you know, where there could be people around.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, like what happened? Someone's getting into your car or what? And she goes, no, it's me. How does that even happen?
You know, I just have a fob now and it sits in the back of my purse.
Right.
So it's like my purse is like sort of like a crossbody bag. So when I was getting into my car, I have, you know, a couple drinks and everything and I'm sitting in and I sat on my bag, which meant my butt sat on the fob.
Oh.
And so then it started going off and it's even louder at 4:15 in the morning. Can I just say?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it's like.
Yeah.
So loud. And I'm yelling at I don't know who.
Right.
Being like, I don't know how to turn it off. I don't know how to turn it off. And I'm pressing, you know, holding down the red button, holding down the lock button, pressing the button, being like, it's me, car. I'm telling my car.
Oh, my God.
It's me.
Did you try starting the car?
So, yeah, I just forgot to put the brake down, like press my foot on the brake.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Look, in a situation where it's a stressful situation,
yeah.
Don't call me for help.
Apparently not, no.
Don't call me. I'm not calling me.
You've forgotten all things.
You know, it probably went off for maybe 3 minutes. In my head, it was 20 minutes.
Oh, God.
Oh, because it was mayhem just for myself.
Oh, my God.
And then I literally got in,
pressed the brake
and turned on the car, and I was like, you idiot. Yeah. So in a stressful situation, don't call me. I can't handle it.
Well, now your neighbors know who you are.
I know. I'm so sorry. And, you know, I was like, someone's going to come out.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, right. Hear a car alarm go off in the middle of a neighborhood at 4 in the morning, you probably think,
someone's breaking in.
Something's not right. Yeah.
Guess who didn't think that? My husband, sleeping in, you know.
Did he wake up at all?
No, not at all. Not.
He hasn't woken up at all?
No.
Oh.
No. Yeah. So.
Those car alarms are really useless, aren't they?
No one came to help.
Okay, when I play this sound, does anyone think, oh no, burglary? No, they think some idiot with a fob that doesn't work.
Right, who sat on her fob.
Well, right, I wasn't calling you an idiot. I was just saying in general, when you hear a car alarm,
yes.
You don't think there's a crime happening. You just think, well, that person doesn't know how to work their thing.
I know. Let me just let you all know. Put your foot on the brake and start the car.
Right. If you have the button. If you don't
right.
have the button, then you would have had to find the right. It's probably the unlock button on your fob.
Well, you know what? I think I tried every button.
Well, it probably doesn't work when you're inside the car.
Oh, I tried getting out.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, it was mayhem.
This is quite a scene.
And I had to call you because, like, you're my guy and you know how early we are.
Right. Well, that's
shaking.
Like, it's the same. That's worse. Is the car alarm is worse. But I even go out in the morning. It doesn't happen anymore because now I have a garage. You know, we live in Kittery. But when I lived in Portland and I would park on the street and there would be like ice.
Yeah.
And you'd have to go out and scrape.
Yeah.
You feel like you're waking up the neighborhood.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Like echoing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I just felt so, I wanted to just start. I literally just thought to myself, am I going to have to call AAA?
Oh, my God. That would have been amazing if you were sitting there with a thing going off for 20 minutes waiting for AAA.
I'm sorry, everyone. And someone just came in. Oop, let me just start the car.
What would be even better is if you could somehow operate the car but couldn't turn off the alarm, so you were just driving down the street.
I was thinking about that. And then I'm thinking,
lights flashing.
I have a job that I cannot be late for. I got to go.
Right.
Everyone.
Sorry, yep, I'm here. It's like our one-woman parade. I'm just on my way to Coast 93.1. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Windham.
I'm so sorry.
Good morning, Forrester. Everyone awake? Yes, it's me, Kelly. Even my car is loud.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Oh. Oh, well, we are here. We made it. There was no intruder. And now we know how to turn the car alarms off.
Yes.
The productive day.
Yeah, I learned a lot today.
Before even 5 in the morning.